Good evening, folks. This is Pilgrim Chris, and this is my third boo of the day. But this boo was inspired by Dean Reed from Audio Boo and a Twitter friend of mine who has made a subject boo about dinner guests. Which four dinner guests would you invite to dinner? Apparently, this was going to be a February question, and for some reason it wasn't. And Dean, quite rightly, is a bit miffed by this because it's an interesting subject. And I listened to Dean's and was very, very interested, and Dean would like other people, I think, to participate, and I'm quite happy to do so, because, like I say, I find this a fascinating subject. I didn't partake in February for various reasons, but anyway, my first dinner guest, then, would be St. Paul. Anybody with an understanding of Christianity knows who St. Paul is. He is the man who, having never met Christ, was the biggest influence on Christianity. Went out to preach the word of God to the Gentiles, if you like. And I would be very interested to hear from literally the first person not to know Jesus personally, and yet who became the faith's biggest promoter of the faith, if you like, of Christianity. His views, why he did what he did, and the passion that he feels. I would like to experience some of that for myself. On the flip side of that, I would like to invite the now deceased, also deceased, Christopher Hitchin. Because I may disagree with a lot of what he says, but I'm fascinated by his reasoning. And like St. Paul, he's very argumentative, demonstrative, and passionate about his beliefs. And so these two great men, and I call them great because to me they are both great men, I would like as dinner guests, because I'm a little bit argumentative or I do like a debate myself, and I think it would be very lively to have these two people there. I would learn a lot, and they might learn a lot from each other, and hopefully it would end in some kind of reconciliation. My third guest would be my father. My father passed away just before I was 6 years of age, so I never really knew him. And all the information I have of him is from my mother. And I hero worship my father as a youngster through what my mother told me about him. And as I grew up, I learned a darker side to my father. And so I would like him there so I could get to know him better. My father was ambiguous about faith, and so he would be sort of like an intermediary between Christopher Hitchin and St. Paul, if you like. I would like to have him there as a balance. And also to get to know him, like I say. My fourth guest is trickier because I wanted my son there, my 11-year-old son, who has taught me far more than anybody else that I know, that I've ever met. He teaches me his wisdom is so simplistic and so to the point that I wish I could be more like him. But I've decided against my son for two reasons. Well, three reasons, really. The first reason is I see my son daily, and so I don't really have to have him as a special guest. The second reason, he may be overwhelmed by the other company there. His grandfather, that he's never met, and the two greats, St. Paul and Christopher Hitchin. But the third reason I fear, and the more profound reason, is that the other guest would be totally overpowered by my son's reasoning. So that leaves me with a dilemma, who to invite as my fourth guest. There are many people I could have chosen, from my love of walking, my love of cycling, and various passions I have. And so I've settled on somebody called Neil Peart, or Peart, from the band Rush, the drummer and the main lyric writer from the band Rush. I've been a fan of Rush since I was 12 years of age, and I love them. And Neil Peart has suffered two major tragedies back to back, the loss of his wife and daughter, and yet continued with his band, and he's in his 60s now, and he's written many great books, and I would love him there. So they're my four dinner guests, quite diverse: my father, Neil Peart, a drummer, St. Paul, and Christopher Hitchin. The setting can be anywhere, I don't mind. I will just enjoy the company. So thank you, Dean Reed, for suggesting this boo, and as ever, God bless you all.